You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow, or find an awesome template. No judgment.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your Chicken Soup for the Soul. And today we are talking about resolutions because it's January. And that's when we think about the ways in which we want to improve our habits, our behavior, how we interact with people. Everyone knows the old classics. Stop smoking, eat less, exercise more, be neater, be more organized. And we're going to talk about some of those resolutions during this month. But there are lots of other possible resolutions that are also life-changing, or at least life-improving. And today, we're going to talk about one of them, which is the power of saying yes to new things. So our first story had a huge impact on me. And what I love about it is that it involves a change that you can make in your life just by deciding. It's that simple. So this great idea comes to us from a writer named Erica Koller, and her story is called The Summer of Yes, and we published it in a really inspiring book filled with good ideas called Chicken Soup for the Soul, Time to Thrive. So Erica was in a writer's group, and they were having trouble keeping their members because they weren't booking enough interesting speakers for their meetings. Erica offered to help find a speaker for the next meeting, and then she got annoyed when no one else even tried to find one. So she took it upon herself. She cold called someone interesting, and that person surprisingly said yes. And Erica thought, wow, that was so easy. Why couldn't anyone else do that? And then she had her epiphany. It wasn't that no one else could do it. It was that no one else did. And that caused another epiphany for Erica. How many opportunities had she lost out on because she didn't even try? Erica did something cool then. She decided that for the whole summer, she would say yes to anything that came up. Yes, she would walk a 5K race for charity. Yes, she would attend an outdoor concert. Yes, she would go to a science fiction convention. Everything got a yes. Erica discovered that she was doing and enjoying things that she never thought were even possible for her. Yes became her mantra. Any invitation she got, she would respond, "Of course, it's the summer of yes." She started looking for new things to do that she had never done before. She entered a costume contest. She rode her bicycle to work instead of driving. She tried new recipes. She says she finally felt her real life had begun. Erica's friends started getting into it too, trying new things themselves. And then Erica started saying yes to even bigger things, not just one-time events. She took on the presidency of her writer's group. She finished her degree in database administration. She submitted stories to publishers. She applied for a new job. Erica's summer of yes focused her on the things she really wanted from life. By the end of the year, Erica had a new job, she was a published author, and she had earned her college degree. She says that simple resolution to say yes changed her life. That summer of yes had turned into a year of yes, and then Erica's new life of yes. She says in her story, "I'm still saying yes, even though the tasks have gotten harder. Yes got me a stellar performance review and a promotion. Yes is taking me to Europe for the first time." So this would be a great time to make 2024 your year of yes. After the break, I'll be back with more motivation to do just that. Erica changed her life by being open to new things. And this is a perspective that I love because I think it's so important for us to not get stuck in a rut. I know that my husband and I are always trying to push ourselves to do new things so that we won't start acting old and boring. So we do things that require us to learn new skills or go to new places or do things that are slightly scary. I started acting like this around the time I turned 50. And shortly after that, I read a great story on this theme that Susan Torngar wrote for Chicken Soup for the Soul, Inspiration for the Young at Heart. When Susan turned 60, she decided that she would try 60 new things over the next year, and she would keep a diary listing all her experiences. Because she traveled frequently, many of the entries in her diary involved trying new things in exotic locations. She climbed the Sydney Harbour Bridge, licked an ant in the rainforest, and drove a car on the left side of the road in Australia. She ate pierogies in Gdansk, Poland. She toured the Hermitage Museum in St. Petersburg, Russia. She climbed a steep trail to the top of Diamond Head on the island of Oahu in Hawaii. Closer to home, she water skied on Lake Powell, took a Mexican cooking class, figured out the gas grill when her husband wasn't home, and cranked out homemade pasta for the first time. She worked at the polls on election day, started a blog, watched horse racing. As Susan neared her 61st birthday, she had 54 items on her list of new things, but she needed to get to 60. So she signed up for docent training at a local museum, and she sponge painted a bathroom. Susan says that in her zeal to put 60 items on her list, she agreed to do many things she would normally have turned down, including that Sydney Harbour Bridge climb, in which you take these steel stairs of the bridge up to its peak, 440 feet over the water. Here's what Susan says about her year of trying 60 new things. "The unquestionable success of my Go 60 year was the shift in my mindset. I might never have agreed to the bridge climb, which, by the way, was not the least bit frightening once we got underway, had I not been looking to add to the list. What a pity it would have been to miss the exhilaration and beauty of that experience." Because of Susan's story, which had a big impact on me, I've taken every scary ride at Universal Studios, ziplined to Costa Rica, surfed the sand dunes in Dubai in a Toyota Land Cruiser, and paraglided off a 1,000-foot cliff in Oman. I might not have done these things if I hadn't been conscious of the need to keep exposing myself to new things. I've tried new kinds of clothing, new drinks, new food. It's so easy to get in a rut, doing the same things every year, rejecting anything new. Over time, we run the risk that our lives will get narrower and narrower, and then we'll start to fall behind. We won't understand references to the news. Our bodies will become less useful. We won't avail ourselves of convenient new technologies. We'll be boring to ourselves and to other people. We might even lose touch with who we used to be, those vibrant, curious people we remember. The Nobel Prize-winning French author André Gide said it best: "It is only an adventure that some people succeed in knowing themselves, in finding themselves." There is indeed a transformational power in saying yes. In fact, if you make an overall policy decision, "I will say yes to everything except things that are dangerous or stupid," it's almost easier. You won't even have to think about it. You'll just do a bunch of new things and you'll have an expanded world. And then people will view you as someone who says yes, and you'll be presented with even more opportunities to do new, interesting things. I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening today. If you want to learn more about our new books and everything else going on at Chicken Soup for the Soul, join the more than 2 million people who follow us on Facebook, Instagram, or X, formerly called Twitter, or visit our website, chickensoup.com. If you'd like to learn more about Chicken Soup for the Soul, Time to Thrive, or Chicken Soup for the Soul, Inspiration for the Young at Heart, which are the two books I mentioned today, you can find them on our website, chickensoup.com. You can also order them on Amazon, Walmart.com, BN.com, and other online booksellers. And please come back for our next episode about a more classic kind of resolution with some tips that actually work for getting yourself to eat less and exercise more.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's skylightcal.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.